when I found this word, Jesus said, again, I say unto you, and which tells me Jesus says thing more than once. Again, I say unto you. And it need to be said again and again and again. And you say, why, when you going to leave it? When you get it? Amen. And so we need to know in these days and time in which we live, have you found James yet? James chapter 1. And I want to do this to save time, I say, because I want to get to some other, go a little further. James 1 and actually, okay, we just have to do it again. I'm going to read 1 down through 8. But I'm going to focus on 6 through 8. James, a servant of God and the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribe which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation. And for him to write that, it just assures you sitting in your seat, you're going to fall into temptation. Other words, temptation will show up at your house, in your life. You got to be ready to count it joy if you know this. But if you don't know this, you're going to fall apart. And you'll be crying, I don't know what I'm going to do. And or you'll make a dumb decision to go against God and get mad at other folks. And all that kind of stuff. But when you know this, you know your adversary. You know who he is. You know what he came to do. And so you're not moved by what he's trying to do, because you know the ones in you is greater, and the greater one cannot be overcome. All right, so listen up. He said, verse 2, I read it again. He said, brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation, knowing this. But if you don't know this, you will fall apart. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh what? But let what? Patience do what? Let patience have her perfect work. Huh? That you may be high. Perfect, entire, and wanting nothing. Why? Because I got everything. Why should I want when I got everything I want? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Whatever I want, he supplies. Amen. Wanting nothing. Then he said, if any man likes wisdom, let him do what? Don't sit around talking about how bad things are. If you like something, you don't know, you don't understand, don't sit around and make excuses for your ignorance or lack of whatever's going on in your life. Say, God, you on the inside of me. You born again, aren't you? Now I need some help. I need some help. So, any man like wisdom, let him ask of God. Now listen, this is why we say things again and again, and why you have to go back to the word again and again, because God is making some statement here that is the truth, and you got to get that this off the pages of this book in your spirit. How many of you sit down to the table, your wife or whoever prepared the meal, and you say, ooh, this looks so good. Ooh, this smells so good. And you say, ooh, thank you, honey. Ooh, then get up and walk away. You don't have nobody doing that. Right? You can't wait to get your teeth in that food, to get it in your belly. Hello? Especially if it got some smell to it. Oh, man. Oh, man, you can't wait. Well, this same way, this word, it is the food, it's food to your spirit. You can't, you got to get it off the page. It's just like on the plate, on food on your plate. This word is like food on your plate. And you got to get it off the plate and get it in your mouth where you can chew it up and swallow it. And get it down inside of you. Then when you get it inside of you, ooh, this is so good. When you get it inside of you, I'm about to jump ship. What I mean by jump ship. I got this scripture way down in my notes. But it fits so good right here, I'm about to jump ship. So if y'all can put up Proverbs 1:19 and 1:30. If you can, I got it in Amplified. If you can't, just put it up in the King James, it'll work. And you got to get this word off the pages in your spirit because it's the living word. It's written. It's a written word telling you about the living word. This word is alive. God will do everything he said he will do. And that's why he gave you a copy of this. And this word had been sealed in blood. Blood was shed over this. God made a covenant with you. He made a covenant. He gave an oath. He said, before I lie to you, before anything I said will become a lie, he said, I'll destroy myself. Now, that's powerful there. Because I could find nobody bigger and stronger. I could swear by nobody greater, so I swore. Wasn't nobody else out there. So I swore by myself. What I said, I would do it. You, me, us, we have to get this word. And you got, in order to take time to sit down to the table, unless you like me, I can eat fast. And I can eat long. But you but you got to take time to, you got to put stuff aside. You can't be over here and over there. Amen. You got to put and take time to feed on this word. Feed it and get it on the inside of you. Ooh, this word is so good. So have you found it yet? Psalm 119, what did I say? Psalm 119, Psalm 119, 130. I apologize. I thought I said Psalm 119, but that's probably, ain't no Proverb 119. Ain't but 31 books in Proverbs.